Three, two, one, we're live.
87 Podcast is live.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday the 29th. 29 days into this great year. It's not gone that great. A lot of terrible news. In terms of politics. Which I don't get into because it's not my my cup of tea. I'm not an expert on politics. I'm not pretending to be. And I'm just going to shut the fuck up. But anyways, the government shutdown it's pretty much done, and government jobs are, I guess, back not in duty because they've been working, but they haven't gotten paid. But they're gonna get, you know, they eventually get paid. I have a friend, a very close friend, that he works for the government. He's not a spy or an FBI agent, none of that shit. He actually works for the fire department. The fires on national parks and the forest and all that shit. I did not know it was a government job, a federal job. I thought it was a state job for him. So I didn't think it was affecting him. I reached out to him and I texted him like, "Hey man, you good? What's going on? Is that shutdown affecting you?" I was like, "I don't think so, right? Because you're working as a firefighter, and it's not like a regular, you know, LA fire department or, you know, city department. It's for the for the state." He was like, "No, actually, yeah, yes, it does. I haven't got paid." I was like, "Oh, okay." So yeah, it was a government job. It's a government job. Like I said, I did not know that. I thought it was a state job or a state position, or I don't know how you want to call it, but no, it turned out to be a government job. But hey, I told him, "Hey man, you know, he's smart with his money, so I know he was fine." I asked him if everything was good. He said yeah. So happy for that. Now, I told him, "Hey man, all the hours you put it in, you can get a fat check, you know." So that's a good thing, I guess. But he was fine. He did a little side work on the side for 3 days out of the week, and so he was able to be good. It sucks for other people though that did not have that luxury. That, you know, that depend on the paycheck, and they were affected. They had to go through the savings. They had to go and through the credit cards. They had to depend on one income, which is tough enough to depend on one income nowadays. But you know, how to provide, either the husband or the wife, how to provide for the, depend on the other income. So it's tough, but luckily it's over. I don't think it's going to shut down anytime soon. But yeah, leave it at that. Let me just leave it at that. I haven't done a podcast. I haven't done an episode since the 6th, January 6th, and yeah, man, it's been tough this couple weeks. Not tough because not in a bad way, even though I got sick for 3 days, fucking terrible. I haven't got that sick in a long time, literally in 15 years. I haven't gotten sick like that. 15 years, I haven't gotten sick. Last time I got sick, I was 14 or 15, so you do the math. I'm 31 right now. So yeah, I haven't got sick like that in a long, long time. I had fever for 2 days straight. Had the fucking chills. I couldn't stop shaking. I was just, my fever would go up to like 101, 102. It was just, oh Jesus, it was just horrible. It started Tuesday night and went through Wednesday. And so all day Wednesday, and Thursday was tolerable. I was able to function and I was able to do things, but still it would hit me. I still felt it like towards the end of the day, like at night. It was just horrible. Friday I was fine, but I was taking these pills. I don't know if they're ibuprofen. I think that's what they are, ibuprofen. And that's what kind of broke my fever and kind of helped me to get better. But side effects to those, any medication, especially medication, a chemical medication, it has side effects. So, and the side effects were diarrhea. Yeah. So I had diarrhea Friday and parts of Saturday. Hey, Jesus, man. Jesus Christ. I would eat something and it would just flush straight down. It did not break down the food. Oh my God, it was the worst. What was it? I think Friday I went to the doctor. No, Thursday I went to the doctor. I finally went to the doctor. Thursday. Yeah. So it started Tuesday night. The fever went all night of Tuesday, and then all day Wednesday. Thursday I was fine. I had no fever, but I was just still dealing with the effects of not sleeping and the aftermath, the fever, which is just diarrhea and all that. And I went to the doctor on Thursday, and it was, I went because I have a little girl, she's 1.5. So I was like, man, I gotta go see what's going on. Maybe I have something, like a bug or something. I don't want to, she's always around me. She always wants to play around. She's a little kid, a little girl. So I was like, man, I can't, if I'm have something, I'm just gonna stay away from her. So I went. They checked my throat. Nothing in my throat. No strep throat. No nothing. I wasn't coughing. I wasn't sneezing. Nothing. I just had straight fever. They checked my ears. My right ear supposedly had a little bit of infection. All right. Infection. I know that for a fact that if you have ear infection, it can cause fever. It can cause all this crap. But I was like, he was like, yeah. I mean, okay. Let's do a flu test. Because flu season supposedly is on. And I was like, okay. And he was like, have you ever taken a flu shot? And I was like, no, I didn't take it, and I didn't want to tell him I've never taken it. So I don't want to go that route. Fucking people asking me, why didn't you take the flu shot? Because I don't fucking see the necessary thing. Whatever. They did the flu test, and no, came out negative. I was like, man, what the fuck? Negative, all right, whatever. So he was like, no, you're fine. I mean, he was like, the ear infection. I was like, okay, well, I have medication for the ear infection. I bought it. It's organic. It's one of those herb fucking medicine. I got that home. I can probably put some on and see if it helps. And that's what I did. So Friday, I stayed home as well. I missed work 3 days. Work. I missed work. I missed gym. I missed jiu-jitsu training. I missed all that shit for 3 days. finally, I was starting to feel a lot better by Sunday. Regarding feeling a lot better. I was able to eat. Kept the food in my stomach. And I just flushed straight down. Monday, I was like, all right, I'm a lot better. So I went back to work and did a bunch of projects, a bunch of other things. But man, it was just, it was interesting. I've never got sick like that in a minute and a long time. So they always say, like, if you don't get sick for periods of time, and when you do, it really hits you, because Dubai doesn't know what's going on. And I thought we were fucking great. Obviously not. We gotta fight all these fucking, you know, viruses and bad cells and all that. But other than that, now I'm, you know, that was interesting. 3 or 4 days that I was just horribly at home. I couldn't do anything. I was just going to the bathroom. I had a headache. I couldn't see the light. I couldn't keep anything down. I thought I wanted to play, and I just couldn't. I had no energy. I was drained. I was like, oh my God, this is not good. But other than that, it was fine. You know, I still end up watching the UFC with Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw, and you know, there's a lot of stuff like, oh, it was early stoppage and blah 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 and blah blah blah. I don't think it was the early stoppage. Could the ref let it go a little longer? Yeah. But I feel that if he would have let it go a little longer, it would not change the outcome. And the outcome was, what it was going to be if he would let it go a little longer, is that Cejudo would win. He was going to win regardless. I think it was a mistake on Dillashaw's for him to go down to 125, even though he already will damage and break his body to go down to 35. And still go down all the way down to 25. That is a lot of weight cutting. He looked drained. He looked very, very, very skinny. That was. I feel that was. That effect. I think that cost him something. But other than that, it was a quick fight. It's a quick fight. But you know, it's just the nature of the business, the nature of sport of MMA and fighters and stuff. You know, it was a mistake. Yeah, it was a mistake. Him going down. Now Cejudo is going to go up to 35. That's going to be a lot better. Both guys are going to be. One's going to be a regular weight, which is 35, which would be for Dillashaw. And Cejudo's going to be 10 pounds heavier than usual weight that he fights in. Anyways, so it'll be a lot even. Hopefully they'll let it go a little longer if that ever happens again, which I'm pretty sure they will. Will be interesting. Rachel and Austin and Rich Rostovich and Paige. This is a weird one. I knew Paige was going to win. Paige, you know, you judge people based on social media, right? So that's what you do with fighters. You see Paige always at the gym working out, running, you know, at the gym working out, running, like constantly with her husband. So you know, you see that, and then the flip side, you see Rachel. Not, maybe she doesn't want to post this. Maybe she doesn't want to post, right? But that's what is so damaging about social media. You know, you judge what you see in social media nowadays. That's just the way it is. There's no way around it. And what you see on Rachel's side is. Rachel Ostovich side is the complete opposite. You know, here and there you will see her working out. You know, since the day they announced the fight to the day of, she probably has like 2 posts of her working out. Now, granted, she went through a domestic violence, very, 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 very tough, very, very dangerous, and very, very sad that her husband and record. Is saying, I'm gonna kill you, you fucking bitch. That's what he's saying. So that's tough to go through. But she chose to continue with the fight. Now, whether she was going through some tough times and recovering, she should have told the UFC this. Listen, I just went through this push, this fight to the next car, and they will do it, because it would look dumb on their part if they would not do it. But she wanted to go through the fight. Good for her. She did great in the first couple rounds until Paige got her in the armbar, and that's pretty much that's all she wrote. But what I'm trying to get is that Rachel seemed more, had more focus on hosting and modeling and all this kind of stuff that is not helping you, and it's not going to help you inside the cage. It's not going to help you at all. But you still, she went that route. Again, maybe she did not want to post anything about her working out. But I don't see why you wouldn't. Or if you didn't want to post that, if you didn't want to post anything about her working out, you shouldn't post anything at all. Now Paige, she did what she signed for. She fight. She fought. She won. You know, she's back. She's back on track. She's healthy again from the arm. She's good to go. Greg Hardy. Oh Jesus, Greg Hardy. I knew about him. I knew about his domestic violence and his football career. You know, I'm not here to judge anybody. He did, you know, he went through that. It was a mistake he did. I'm pretty sure he learned from it. It cost him his job, obviously. And now he has to earn a living by punching someone else in the face inside the cage, which is not tough at all. You know what I mean? It's not easy at all. It's tough. But that being said, I do believe that he was tired. And to get out of it, he did that. He hit him with the illegal knee. Because I cannot, it does not, if they come at me telling me, oh, he did not know the rules. No. He knew the rules. He knew the rules. He had to know. He had to know. This is his fourth fight, I think. His fourth fight. He did three fights at the Dana White Contender Series. And this is his first fight out of that. So he had to know the rules. You need to know the rules. It's not like, yeah, you know, I fucked up, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Okay, we'll believe you if that was your first fight ever. You know, I don't know all the fucking rules. I really don't know. But I even know that. And when, as soon as that happened, we were at a friend's house. I was like, yeah, he's done. They're gonna disqualify him. Sure enough, they did. You can't be doing that shit. You can kill someone with that. You know, on top of all that, he did look good. He took some shots and he was giving some shots. So Dana's gonna give him another fight. Let's see if they're okay with that. I mean, there's a lot of public opinion about it. They're not happy with that. But hey, Dana, UFC don't give a fuck about anybody. So, you know. Let's continue, man. Bellator. You know, this is what happens when I haven't done an episode in almost 20 days. Bellator, this past weekend. I'm a big fan of pro wrestling. That's how I grew up, and that's how I became a fan of MMA. Bellator, 214, I believe. This Saturday, at the Forum. Here in LA, Angel Wood and the house. Jack Swagger, going by Jack Hager, I think that's his real name, but everybody knows him as Jack Swagger. He debuted his MMA career. Fucking looked great. He was a straight wrestler from Ohio State. What else can you possibly ask? You know, what can you possibly ask? You know, legit all American wrestler. From Ohio State. Ohio State. They don't fuck around in Ohio State. Let me tell you, do not fuck around. If you don't know how to wrestle and you're in Ohio State, get the fuck out of there. They just kick you to the curb. Like, get the fuck out of here. So, I think it's going to be great. He's going to do fantastic. He's going to do great. He's going to get to the top quick. One thing that I want to say about that is if you look for all the great fighters right now, the Khabibs, the DCs, the Tyron Woodley, even the John Jones, who else? Even the Brock Lesnar when he comes back. The Kevin Lees. All these great fighters, what they have in common? Wrestling. They know how to wrestle. It's just tough, man. Ben Askren. It's just tough. You a wrestler, you get someone down that does not know how to defend wrestling, you're drowning. Basically, you feel like you're drowning. And that motherfucker will mount you and just beat the shit out of you. So, good for Jack Swagger. Good that he comes from the WWE. You know, after the whole CM Punk experience, did not go well for the UFC. But for Bellator, damn sure well, it went perfectly fine. Ryan Bader, double champ in Bellator. You know, Fedor, his best fight has been in Pride over there in Japan. So this is it's not a shell of what Fedor was, but it is a Fedor that is not the top of the top line. So still dangerous guy. Been in the game, been in the business for a very long time, 42, 43 years old. He's seen, he's done some shit. He's fucking Russian. Those Russians, they don't give a fuck, man. So, you know, Vader did what he had to do, man. A clean, you know, jab, hook, left hook, jab, you want to call it. I call it a jab. Got him right in the chin, and it just pound him in the floor, man. And double champ. So that's good for him. And his contract just ended. That was his last fight on the contract. So now, money. That's what you're going to see. Money. They're going to pay him. You must be crazy if they don't think, if you think they're not going to pay him. They're going to pay him top dollar to stay in Bellator. Good for him. He comes from UFC. He did good in the UFC, but he's doing great in Bellator. Another guy that fought in this car, Aaron Pico, against Henry. Aaron Pico, everybody's vouching for this kid. Everybody's saying Fedor Rowe, Brendan Schaub, Joe Rogan, even Abby Bravo, all these experts on Chael Sonnen, all these guys are just like, yeah, this kid is legit, this kid is that. He lost, right? He was winning the fight. A clean, clean shot at the jaw, lights out. That's just why MMA is so great. That's why MMA is so unpredictable. You cannot predict this guy's gonna win. You cannot. Either it does not matter who it is. Conor, Khabib, Tony, Max, Kevin Lee, none of this. You cannot predict. He lost in his post fight interview. Which is weird. Now he was just talking about I'm Bellator's gonna have a lot of guys injured, blah blah. Like, man, you just lost, man. What are you doing? Can you just eat a humble pie? And but listen, I underestimated this guy. I fucked up. I lost. I'm gonna get back better than ever. You know, that's it. Oh yeah, Bellator's gonna have a long list of injured guys. They're gonna have a heck of a hospital bill. No, man, that's not the way it goes. But hey, that's just the way it is. It was just weird. What else? Any updates? Latest update that happened today, Tuesday. Khabib is going to be suspended from Nevada Nevada State Commission. Nevada Athletic State Commission is going to suspend him for 9 months. Now, I don't know if the suspension starts today or it starts the day the fight took place, which it was back in October. So that was, what, 3-4 months ago? So maybe he has like 5 months left. But 9 months is not that bad. He can, you know, they can fight. He can fight in September or October. If that's the case, if it is, if it starts today, and if it's already 3 months into it, he can probably fight, you know, June, July. But they're gonna suspend him for 9 months and $500K penalty. So they penalize him $500,000. Which is, I mean, they're fine. Connor, 5 months, I think, was 5 months suspension and 50K. He needs to pay 50K. Which is not, I mean, they both, you know, they were going around saying it was 2 or 3 years each, and Khabib has to relinquish the title, blah, 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 blah. No, nothing happened like that. Which I called it, that was not going to be the case. John Jones, today also, he got licensed to fight in Nevada. So, at March 12th or 13th, I think, against Smith, he will fight. So the fight is official, which is, you know, good for John, keep him busy. What's the latest update? I'm trying to think what else. That's pretty much it, man. Back in the studio, back doing these episodes, lining up an interview or two that will drop within a week or two, keep moving forward with this, bringing more people in. I feel a little, you know, like a little rusted doing this episode today, because I haven't done it in 20 days, so I kind of lost the groove. So I was doing it every 4 or 5 days, 6 days, the longest, 6-7 days, but 20 days is a long time. But hey, 87 Podcast is back. Other than that, this is 87 Podcast. We're out!